Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. On September 7th, 2017, I visited the American Museum of Tort Law, which is located at 654 Main Street in Winsted, Connecticut. The museum is a singularly impressive and engaging treasure, not just of Northwest Connecticut, but a treasure of our country, for it is the only museum of its kind in the world. The artwork and the exhibits that illustrate many concepts and cases relevant to the mission of the museum were created by well-known and highly regarded artists, including the Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Politico's Matt Werker. While at the museum, I enjoyed the privilege of interviewing Ralph Nader and Claire Nader about a wide range of topics, which will be the subject of a substantive article or a series of articles I plan to offer for publication in 2018. The intention at the outset of the interview was not specifically to record the interview for a show, but to preserve a completely accurate document of the answers to my questions. However, the opportunity did present itself, and with the permission of my guests, I am now providing to the Nutmeg Chatter listeners this program. Because of the nature of how I conducted the interview, I have edited this particular show to have a cohesive structure for the enjoyment of the listening audience. Therefore, this Nutmeg Chatter interview will focus on Ralph Nader's portion of the discussion, so it is billed as an interview with him. But I look forward to sharing more of the interview of both of my guests with the listeners in the near future, for I identified at least 9 individual topics that could serve as launching pads into an entertaining and informative program, and I look forward to shining a light on those topics in 2018. So with that in mind, please enjoy this episode, which I call Ralph Nader Part 1, for there is much more to come. WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Winsted, Connecticut's Ralph Nader is an author, attorney, and consumer activist, and the founder of the American Museum of Tort Law, the only museum of its kind, as it celebrates and promotes an essential right codified in American law. On September 17th, the museum will host the renowned, award-winning television host Phil Donahue, who will interview Professor Akhil Reed Amar, Sterling Professor of Law at Yale University. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Ralph Nader here on Nutmeg Chatter. Mr. Nader, thank you for being on the Nutmeg Chatter radio program. Could you tell me a little bit about the event that's coming up on September 17th?
Well, the American Museum of Tort Law elaborates the significance throughout American history of this law on wrongful injury. That is, if you're wrongfully injured, whether on the street or by some product you bought, a pharmaceutical, a car, you have a right to go to court and hold the perpetrator of your harms accountable, get compensatory damages, sometimes punitive damages, and in the process, alert the public to the hazard of the product that they may have also purchased in order to deter further unsafe practice. So when people come to this museum, they reverberate with a lot of their own experiences, and they've been or seen car crashes, they've been to hospitals where there's been problems, infections, malpractice. They've seen people injured in the workplace. All that relates to tort law, and that's why people find the museum a transformative experience when they go through these exhibits and see these wonderful graphic art displays of the great cases in American law throughout history right to the present time. It is the only museum, a law museum of any kind in the entire world, and it's right here for people in the New England area to avail themselves of, together with student tours and other tours that are being scheduled to come to the museum, which is open every day except Tuesday from 10:30 to 5. And we're privileged and pleased to have Phil Donahue visit the museum for the first time. He's an early founder, one of the early founders of the American Museum of Tort Law. And he's going to be here propitiously on Constitution Day, which is formerly the subject of a congressional resolution to encourage people all over the country to study our Constitution and have events relating to that generic document that launched our republic. And he's going to be here September 17th, Sunday, Constitution Day, between 2 and 3:30 at the museum. And then he's going to visit our community bookstore at 414 Main Street between 5 and 6:30 to meet and greet people who have listened to Phil Donahue over the years while they raise their children on morning and afternoon TV nationally for huge audiences. And so if you go to tortmuseum.org, you can get the details on how to meet Phil Donahue, listen to a very interesting interview with a leading constitutional law expert, Professor Amar of Yale Law School. And I think Phil, as always, is quite amenable to taking pictures with you.
That's fantastic. You know, the American Museum of Tort Law, I'm a huge fan of, especially the section that deals with the unsafe toys. Just happens to be a matter of a personal favorite of mine in terms of the exhibits. But what I also love about the Tort Museum is that you do bring in so many unique, interesting VIPs, people into the Winstead community to be able to talk and promote the message of the museum. I especially enjoyed the cartoonists when Matt Worker came earlier this year, and his work is prominently on display at the museum. So now this is another opportunity to have another VIP, a couple of VIPs, the professor and Phil Donahue, come in to the Winstead community to talk about, you know, the tort law and talk about during Constitution Day. So this is an exciting event for Winstead, an exciting event for our community. The cost, I believe it's $20 at the American Museum of Tort Law event. Then for the community books store, that event will be $100, but there's a special thing to that. There's one becomes a part of a book club and will get 10 books, is that right?
10 books of their own choosing that they can give as gifts in the coming holiday season. So it's a really good deal. I found that it's easier to get prominent people to come to Winstead, leading authors, leading activists for a more just society, leading elected officials like our two senators. It's easier to get them to come to Winstead than to get people from Winstead and Torrington to come to see them and to mix it up with them. So we want to emphasize that people from all over the world come to see this Tort Museum, and it's important for people within an hour's drive to take a journey with their family, spark their curiosity, go through the museum, come out learning about a system of law that defends them, that advances their health and safety, that they can use in moments of emergency, in moments of wrongful injury. Something we should have learned in high school, by the way, Timothy.
Well, happy to promote the message for people to come on out to the museum, check it out, and learn something that's very important, an important right that can always be under attack, and so it's a right that should be cherished and defended, and that's something that we're happy to get the message out there and get the message out about community events in general, and there is an important one coming up September 17th.
Well, thank you, Timothy Quirk, for your priorities and the kind of program you have on your radio program these days. It's not very widespread on commercial radio. But I do want to urge people to support these local institutions. They're unique, and they are tremendously educational and motivational. The idea that you know that you have a 200-year system of law that's on your side that you can invoke, you don't have to ask permission if you're wrongfully injured, you go to a contingent fee lawyer, and you can take to court the perpetrator of your harms before a trial by jury. Those are very important constitutional rights that are founding fathers fought for against King George III, and it's right here in Winstead, Connecticut, at 654 Main Street, plenty of free parking.
And the website is for American Museum of Tort Law?
The website is tortmuseum.org.
www.tortmuseum.org. That's tortmuseum.org. nutmegchatter.org. Thank you very much, Mr. Nader, and we'll be back in just a few moments on Nutmeg Chatter. As stated in the first segment, Phil Donahue will be coming to Winsted, Connecticut on September 17th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. He will be interviewing Professor Akhil Reed Amar at the American Museum of Tort Law. Tickets will be $20. Then there will be a second event later that day from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 414 Main Street in Winsted. That's the Winsted Community Bookstore. Tickets for that event are $100, as it's a fundraiser for the bookstore. There will be a meet and greet with Phil Donahue, and you will become a member of the book club, which means you can select up to 10 books from the bookstore. It's appropriate that this event occurs on September 17th, which is Constitution Day. The children who grew up in the Nader household were imbued with a sense of civic engagement by their parents, who immigrated to the United States. Ralph Nader's parents, Nathra Nader and Rose Bouzian, were married in Lebanon in 1925, and for a year lived in Danbury, Connecticut, before moving north to Winsted, Connecticut. I talked with Ralph Nader about why his father came to the United States, and specifically to Danbury, and about the popular business Nathra Nader created and operated on Main Street. It has an interesting connection to the event that will occur later on September 17th.
Well, for the usual reasons. They came for freedom, to express themselves, and for economic opportunity. Remember, Lebanon, when my father was born, was under the Ottoman Empire, and there were limitations on what you could become, what you could do. So many, many thousands of Lebanese immigrated to North America and South America in that period from the 1890s to about 1920.
Why did he choose Connecticut?
When my father first came here, he actually was an auto worker in Detroit. When my father first came here as a single man, he was an auto worker in Detroit. And then he went to Newark and worked in the grocery distribution area. And then he heard about an opportunity where he could have his own grocery store in Danbury, Connecticut. So he moved to Danbury, Connecticut. And then he went back to Lebanon, where he met my mother, and they were married. And then they came back to Danbury, but he heard that there was a nice building for sale in Winsted with a restaurant and apartments above the building. And he visited Winsted with my mother, and they really liked it. They liked the natural surroundings, the lakes, the rivers, a lot of forested area, and they thought this would be a good place to raise a family.
Could you describe what it was like inside the building, just how big it was, and what it was like to be inside the restaurant?
It was a restaurant, a bakery, and it had a bar, and it had a dining room, and it had a lunch counter, and later on it added a delicatessen in the 1950s. So it was it was probably 2,500 to 3,000 square feet. It could fit easily about 200 people in the dining room area and the counter. Well, it was a typical American restaurant. It had a counter. It had soda machines, milkshakes, all kinds of sandwiches, hamburgers, cheese sandwich. And if you wanted more of a dinner, you could go to one of the dining rooms for lunch. And then there was another dining room for more formal dinners. And there was a bar that was separate, that was also on Main Street. The location was great because it was right opposite the giant New England knitting mill, which had about 400 workers. And when they broke for lunch, they would come over to the restaurant. It was only about two blocks from the town hall, which had the Litchfield Superior Court at that time before it moved to Litchfield. So the jurors, when they were let off for lunch, would come to the restaurant. And because it had a long counter, it was a great destination for politicians running for election, local and state. They would shake hands with people all over, right down the counter, and they'd encounter my father in front of the big coffee urn, and he shook hands with them, but often he wouldn't let go until they heard him out on political issues.
So the restaurant was a busy place.
Well, in those days, there was no such thing as fast food restaurants. You came and you ate, but you also talked with your neighbors and friends. And so it was like a nonstop town meeting. And politicians would come in and people would talk sports. There was a Red Sox fan cohort. There was a Yankee fan cohort. The town was sort of split right down the middle on that. But they would talk town politics. They would talk national, international politics. And there were a lot of people from New York who brought their kids to the summer camps around Winsted, like Camp Delaware, and they would often come down with their families to speak. There were traveling salespeople. It was a regular stop. And as I mentioned, jurors, and of course the townspeople and the various craftspeople and small business people. So for me, it was a great education, working behind the counter after I graduated from being a dishwasher. And I learned a lot. And my parents, especially my mother, would always say to us, the first rule of learning is to listen. When you're listening, you're not talking. You're receiving information and contemplating it, and then you can respond.
How would you describe your father? What did he look like? What was he like?
Well, he was about 5'10 and a half or 5'11, and he was wiry because he did a lot of manual labor and he walked a lot. He never liked small talk, although he had a great sense of humor. He liked humor talk. He liked to kid the politicians and pompous people, and he needled people nicely. But you would talk to him for like 20 seconds about the weather, and then you're into politics. And as one shoe store owner on Main Street said, when you go to Nader's restaurant, for a dime, you get a cup of coffee and 10 minutes of political conversation. And he did this because he wanted to express his freedom of speech. And when people would josh him and say, Nader, you know, you're always criticizing. He said, well, you know, that's what the Constitution gives us the right to do. And he always proposed solutions. But when he was criticized, he'd say, look, when I sailed past the Statue of Liberty, I took it seriously. Do you? Yeah. The Highland Arms, by the way, came about to name the rest. My father had a contest for finding the name for the restaurant. It was called the Highland Sweet Shop. He didn't quite like that. And someone recommended the Highland Arms in the contest, won the contest. And that's how it was named, the Highland Arms Restaurant.
And what was the address of the restaurant?
414 Main Street. And that's where the community, Winsted Community, nonprofit bookstore is now. The only bookstore for almost 70,000 people, starting with Torrington all the way north to the Massachusetts border.
And 414 Main Street in Winsted will be the location on September 17th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. for a meet and greet fundraiser with Phil Donahue. As we stated, it is a $100 donation for which an individual becomes part of the bookstore, the book club, and will obtain 10 books and can do a meet and greet with Phil Donahue. We'll be back in just a few moments with Ralph Nader here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking with Ralph Nader. We're talking about the event that's occurring on September 17th. The first event that's occurring is at the American Museum of Tort Law, 654 Main Street in Winsted. They will be interviewing, Phil Donahue will be interviewing Professor Akhil Reed Amar. And it's going to be an incredible experience. That is a $20 event. Then, at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6:30, there will be a fundraising event at the Winsted Community Bookstore. There will be a meet and greet with Phil Donahue, and individuals can be a part of the book club, a book membership, if you will. Asking Mr. Nader about more information about the book club.
We started a book club where people join for $100 a year, for which they get 10 books of their own choosing in the bookstore they can use for gifts. And they are the core of support, because then they talk up the bookstore if they're in Colebrook or Heartland or Park Hampstead or Norfolk. And it's not an easy endeavor, but we hope to make it work, sparked by an annual booming Winsted Book Festival in July, and by bringing a lot of authors, well-known authors who travel 1-2 hours in New York, in Boston, elsewhere, to present their book and have serious discussions with people from the region.
VIPs have not only visited the community bookstore, they've also visited the American Museum of Tort Law. Among the VIPs who have come to Winsted, thanks to having the American Museum of Tort Law, is Jan Schlickman, who is the subject of the book and the movie starring John Travolta called A Civil Action. There was Mitchell Garabedian, who took on the Catholic Church, priest pedophile situation and was the subject of the movie Spotlight. There's the U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist Matt Worker, famous illustrator Barry Blitt, who does the New Yorker covers. And now there's going to be Phil Donahue, who is going to be coming to interview Akhil Amar, professor of Yale. The American Museum of Tort Law is an incredible resource in the Winsted, Connecticut community.
People come from all over the world to witness the exhibits of the Law of Wrongful Injury, which is a way people who are wrongfully injured, whether by products in the marketplace like defective cars or hazardous pharmaceuticals, or on the street, can go to court and hold their perpetrators accountable for compensation and for a disclosure of these hazards to a larger public that can alert themselves and take precautions or demand recalls of products or safety standards. And the American Museum of Tort Law is visited by people all over the world and all over the country. And we urge people in the immediate vicinity to take advantage of this great and transformative and exciting educational experience. Open 6 days a week, and Tuesdays it's closed. And it's closed from January 1st to April 1st for the winter season. But otherwise, tortmuseum.org is the go-to website for further details. You'll never forget your hour or two in the Museum of Wrongful Injuries and the great graphic arts and the exhibits that are there to educate oneself in ways we should have learned about in high school.
This concludes this first interview with Ralph Nader. There was an extensive interview that covered a wide range of topics, and I look forward to sharing more of the interview with the listeners in the near future. If you'd like to find out more information about the American Museum of Tort Law, please visit www.tortmuseum.org. That's tortmuseum.org. Remember, Phil Donahue will be coming to Winsted, Connecticut to the museum on September 17th from 2 to 3:30. He will be interviewing Akhil Reed Amar, the Yale professor, on Constitution Day. And then on the same day, September 17th, there's a second event at the Winsted Community Library, which is at 414 Main Street. And that will be an event that is a fundraiser for the bookstore for $100. There's a meet and greet with Phil Donahue, and you'll be able to join the book club and get 10 books from the bookstore. I hope you enjoyed listening to Nutmeg Chatter, and I thank my guest today. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube royalty-free music, so we thank them for that. If you'd like to listen to more Nutmeg Chatter interviews, please check out Nutmeg Chatter on Facebook and also nutmegchatter.com. And now we conclude our chat.